And Jesus said, in the world you will have trouble, but do not be afraid, for I have overcome the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today we celebrate this Mass especially for the repose of the soul of a woman who died this past week at 74 years old. A woman by the name of Marietta Dussard. Marietta Dussard. She's a woman who fought ardently for the purification of Christ's church from the wicked scourge, the greatest scourge that is facing specifically the church in these years, the 19th and sadly even, or rather 20th onto the 21st century. And that is of clerical sexual abuse. She's a poor woman who unfortunately has left the faith because the difficulties which she faced in her life and the resistance that she received and the maltreatment from clergy, the evil that she saw, she couldn't find herself at peace in Christ's church. But such a child of God who fought so ardently for the protection of children in this way and for the bringing to justice of men of God who actually acted like men of Satan, we know that we have a hope that she could turn back to God and that God's mercy is still upon her. Pray for her, Marietta Dussard. But I think it is no coincidence that today is the day when her service of burial was had, early this morning. Because today is the feast day of St. Charles Lwanga, one of the great Ugandan martyrs. And Charles Lwanga was a man who stood fervently against the powers of his world that were all going in one direction toward immorality. So too, Marietta was moving in that same direction against the same immorality. There was disorder in the realm of sexuality rampant among the people of Uganda. There was rampant abuse in that area of the exact same sin that was visited upon here in the church of sodomy. And yet Charles Lwanga stood firmly against it. He said, I will not take part in that abuse that's going on. I will not allow myself to be taken advantage, nor will I allow my friends to be taken advantage of. We will stand up against the king and all his worth, all his power. We will speak ardently against polygamy and speak up for the true goodness that God has given in marriage between a single man and a single woman. And because of this, he and his 20-something companions, 22, met their end. It's that same firmness that we turn toward God for today. What did our Lord say? He said in the gospel, what is he talking about there? He says, in the world we'll have trouble. A lot of trouble out here. No. Even more so in the church, we still have trouble. But our Lord says, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid because I have overcome the world. And even in our own lives here, when we're here in this assisted living facility, the struggles that we're dealing with, when our lives at times, when we're afraid and we don't know what's going on, and it seems like everybody around us might be somebody who's seeking to disturb that peace because we don't understand what's going on, God has overcome the world. God has overcome everything that you and I could become afraid of, anything that come to attack, to disturb the peace which God has desired to plant within our souls. God has overcome it already. And even when we see violence in the church, to remind ourselves, God has overcome in Christ. So the next time you have that oncoming rush of fear, that oncoming confusion that's going on, I don't know where I'm at, the oncoming, where am I even headed in life? Where is the world going? What's going on? Remind yourself, Jesus said, I have overcome the world. It's not on Father Burnaby to overcome the world. It's not on Miguelito to overcome the world through your prayer. It's not on you, Miss Pat, to overcome the world. It's on Jesus. It's on Jesus. And so long as you and I cling to Jesus, then we can cling to his ability to overcome. In this Mass, all of that happens. Jesus overcomes the world in this Mass. He overcomes it with an outrush of his own mercy. A single drop of his own blood is enough to obliterate into nothingness every sin that could ever be conceived. So reach out toward his mercy. Ask him to overcome the one thing that you and I are struggling with that we think can't be overcome. Our Lord is strong enough. He said, in your lives, you will have trouble. And in our church, we're still experiencing a whole lot of trouble. But we don't have to be afraid because Jesus has overcome the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
St. Charles Lwanga and your companions, pray for us.
Who is it?